Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network program with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Welcome into Tomorrow on this Super Bowl weekend, the weekend of February 1st, 2019. I am Dave Graveline, and we're coming to you from the Dexcom G6 studios. Make knowledge your superpower with the continuous glucose monitoring system. Be sure and visit DEXCOM.com. Erasmo's in the control room. Horatio working with the show out of New York. Beth out of Naples.
I'm Chris Graveline. And you realize that the NFL is going to send you a bill now for like $10,000 because you said those two words.
Oh, yeah. I should have said the big game weekend. Who cares? I mean, if you even care, it's Super Bowl weekend. There's maybe some fans of two teams that care.
Well, to be honest, I forgot that the game was this weekend until somebody asked me the other day, so who are you going for in the Super Bowl? I was like, oh, was that this weekend?
Yeah, exactly. I had the same reaction with somebody. It's like, I couldn't care less. Yeah. I don't even know if I'd care if our Miami Dolphins were in it.
Yeah, okay.
But we may end up with one of their coaches as our new head coach. But they can't talk about that till after the Super Bowl, or the NFL will slap them with fines and stuff.
They like to do that.
Yeah, they do, don't they? But we'll see. But hopefully you've enjoyed it, or you're cheering on your team this weekend, or whatever the case. But just in the event of any activity, or if you're curious, like a lot of us are like, oh, is that this weekend? Yeah, it's this weekend, you know, some if you care. I think in Atlanta. And then we get it back in Miami next year. Woohoo. Can't hardly wait.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, some tech news and commentary, and then we get to your calls. This being our first full in-studio broadcast back in our Miami studios after 3 weeks of CES coverage. We hope you caught every waking moment and any sleeping moments, too, for that matter, of CES and saw all the videos of all the cool products and stuff that we showed you for 3 weeks at intotomorrow.com. If not, run! Don't walk there. Get there and see all the videos and check out all the radio interviews.
So I want to talk for a few minutes about Amazon.
Wait, is this tech news?
Yeah, well, it's tech rage.
Oh, tech rage and commentary.
Right. Well, you know, and we've all remember the post that you made recently about the Amazon delivery driver that sort of threw a package at your front door, scratched her butt, and then walked away.
Yeah, and then took the picture to prove that it was at my door after she threw it at the door, scratched her butt, and turned and walked down the walkway. Yeah.
Right. Well, I ordered...
It's still on my Facebook, at Dave Graveline, if you want to go check.
Right. Well, I ordered something from Amazon. It was a book, because, you know, I'm one of those old-fashioned people that like to read a book. So I ordered a book.
Wait, they still make books?
Yes, they do.
Oh.
And they're not all digital. So I ordered a book recently, and I get home from work at about 5:45, and the package, this book, is laying at my front door. I was like, oh, that's cool. So I walk inside, and then I get an email, or I track the package, and it says that it was handed to the resident at 6:11 p.m.
Handed to you?
Handed to me. I was like, well, it wasn't handed to me. So just out of curiosity, I figured, let me check my Ring camera, because I'm just curious to see how long this was sitting at the front door after they supposedly handed it to me. So I checked my video in about just after noon that day.
So 6 hours before they claim it was handed to you.
Right. I see the white van pull up, the Amazon delivery van, because in a lot of areas they still use FedEx and UPS. But in these big cities, especially where they have distribution centers like they do here, they have their own drivers that deliver the packages.
Yeah. Their own people who are not all, but some morons.
The people that, in my opinion, I think they were fired as baggage handlers.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
So I see this white van pull up, and the guy walks through my grass up to my front door. He gets about halfway up my walkway, and he just throws this package.
Just heaves it to the door.
Just heaves it, and it lands in the bushes.
Oh, didn't even make it to the door.
Which is about 2.5 feet from the front door. He then leans down, picks it up from the bushes, doesn't move, then throws it at the front door, and it bounces off the door onto the ground, and he turns around and walks away.
Oh, so he was upset that he didn't get it to the door by throwing it the first time, so then he picked it up and threw it with malice.
Threw it a second time, because the first time he threw it, it bounced off the wall and landed in the bush. So he then picked it up and threw it at the door.
Nice.
So, you know, of course, I had that on video, so I made that post on Facebook about that, and then I contact Amazon and, you know, posted it on their Facebook page, and then, of course, I get their form response. Oh, we're so sorry. This is not within the Amazon guidelines.
Right. Oh, yeah, they're so sorry.
Yeah, you know, and then before...
Keep ordering stuff and sending us your money. Oh, and we're so sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, and then right before airtime, I get another message, an email from Amazon Logistics Customer Service that says, hello...
Wait, customer service in air quotes, I hope.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing I told them is it's really a shame because I've had very great experiences with Amazon's customer service and the shopping experience, but then their drivers go and screw everything up.
Yeah, they ruin it for them.
Right. And I told them that in my message to them. And they were like, you know, thank you for providing the video of the driver throwing your package. This is not within Amazon policy, and I have submitted the feedback to the delivery station so they can address the issue with the driver. Mm. And of course, you know, nothing's ever going to happen.
Of course not. It'll be the same guy next time who will now be even more upset. And the thing that's marked glass bottle, do not throw, he will heave it to your door.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is this has made me think, which I haven't done yet. I want to go back to my Ring camera and check the other packages I ordered from Amazon and see how they were left at my front door.
We could do a montage of all of these. And then we should have listeners submit their tech rage to us as well. And we'll include them. We'll just have this incredibly huge video of people getting their packages delivered in a not-so-nice way.
Well, and when I went to their Facebook page to post this video and share it with Amazon, I saw somebody else had recently just posted a picture of an Amazon package in the middle of their lawn next to the street, and their message was, hey, Amazon, did you loosen your definition of a safe place to put my package?
Well, they probably thought the middle of that person's lawn was pretty safe.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Wow. I'm surprised they got their package if that's where it was left.
Yeah. And, you know, and if the guy didn't lie, you know, in the package, and it was actually left, you know, he marked it in there that it was delivered at whatever time.
Hand-delivered to the recipient.
If he had just left it there and taken the picture and had it tracked, you know, I wouldn't have even thought to look, but it was because I got the notification that it was delivered after I got the package, I got curious.
Yeah. Made you go back and look at the camera, and that's when you saw that he's throwing the darn thing.
So I guess he did me a favor, because now I know how they're delivering my packages.
Yeah, there you go. So a little tech rage to start off today's broadcast. And it's appropriate, unfortunate.
Yeah.
They need to just have their drivers say, we know it's important. We push you to finish your route and come back and get another batch and go finish those. But at some point, Amazon has to get the big picture and say, you know, you're ruining our customer service attempts, so knock it off.
Yeah. You know, the sad part is I would expect this out of UPS, FedEx, because it's happened. I mean, you know, we're lucky here at our studios, at least with FedEx. We've got a great FedEx driver.
Oh, he's amazing.
Yeah, UPS, that leaves another.
Yeah, you want to send us something, FedEx it. Even FedEx Ground, if you want. They're both excellent guys.
Right.
But the UPS, he actually had the nerve to ask me one day, why you have this, pointing to my American flag out front. Excuse me? Why I have this? So, yeah, we didn't hit it off well.
Yeah.
So I think probably half the stuff I'm supposed to get from UPS I don't get because he wants to know why I have this. Clearly not an American, I'm guessing. Or at least not from here, because why I have this is... What? It's an American flag. Why do I have this?
Well, of course, I've got a big American flag right next to my door, so maybe that's why my packages
there you
get
go.
Thrown.
Because did he aim, like, for the flag?
It did land right underneath the flag.
Oh, no further questions, your witness. There you go. We just solved that problem as well. And now we're going to get all the hate mail from others and probably some support from others as well.
We welcome your letters.
Yeah, we do. Or your emails, as it were, because it is 2019.
Well, you can scan the letter and email it to us.
There you go. Attention, iPhonies, do you use FaceTime? Well, if you haven't yet received the fix... beware that there's a newly discovered privacy bug you had to have heard of by now, but if not, that's why you're counting on us at Into Tomorrow. It's a bug in Apple's FaceTime software that allows people to hear and sometimes see the person they're calling without the recipient even picking up. The glitch impacts iPhones and iPads running iOS 12.1 and Apple PCs running macOS Mojave, and the newly added group FaceTime feature, which Apple by Airtime has said they've disconnected, the group FaceTime, because they're still trying to figure it out. Now, maybe by the time you hear this, especially if it's on a subsequent podcast or stream weeks later, I hope they got around to fixing it by now. But as of this moment, when the bug is activated, the person who initiated the call is able to hear the live audio on the other person's phone, but the screen gives them no indication that their conversation is being transmitted. So you can be FaceTiming Erasmo, since you guys are iPhoneies. Can't do it with me because I'm an Android. Thank you very much. But you could FaceTime with Erasmo, and he won't even know that you're listening to what's going on with him and Vicky or something. And, you know, no idea. He has no idea. The phone doesn't indicate that he's on a FaceTime call or otherwise. So it could also show live video of the other person. If you press a volume button to dismiss the call, it can then transmit the video. The bug flagged by tech blog 9to5Mac was quickly replicated by many people across social media. And, of course, we invite you to visit intotomorrow.com, where we'll have the temporary fix. It's actually up there now, until Apple finally takes care of it. But if you need the fix, there's a temp fix you can do. We'll have it for you at intotomorrow.com.
And is the fix just sticking your iPhone in your sock drawer and leaving it there until they've got the fix for it?
Yes, it's using a crowbar, prying the battery out of the phone. No. It's a couple steps, do this, and then this, and then this, and so forth. But stay tuned, because we'll let you know how that goes. But as of this moment, they still had not gotten their fix for it. Bad apple. Mm-hmm. There's always a bad apple in the bunch.
Yes. Well, and speaking of Apple, and, you know, we weren't talking about Facebook, but Facebook is pulling a controversial market research program from Apple's operating system after a report revealed that it likely ran afoul of Apple's data collection policies. TechCrunch reported this week that Facebook had been paying users up to $20 per month to install an app called Facebook Research that gave the company the ability to monitor their phone and web activity. The app, which has been around since 2016, was similar to another app of Facebook's called Onavo, which Apple banned last June after they determined that it did violate their policies. So while Facebook pulled the program, it stood by what it described as a perfectly legitimate market research tool.
But even though Apple said, stop it!
Yeah.
And it got mad at them again with Facebook, slapping Facebook around saying, enough! No, you're violating our policies.
And what I like is that, you know, Facebook basically, you know, even though it went against the policies and they know it collects information, Facebook says, this is legitimate. We stand by the fact that it's legitimate.
Well, and I heard from a couple of listeners who have been doing it. One of them said, please don't identify me, so we're going to call him Frank. Okay? So Frank says, okay, so here's how things have been for me. He says, I've been involved in the research project for about 10 months. They're only looking at Facebook usage, direct messages, from what I have read in the documentation. I went into it knowing up front that it was Facebook. I wanted to be involved because I wanted to help be a part of a model where Facebook could do the research they wanted, which was above board. No one got into this without knowing what was going on and who it was for. The other reason was that I would make some extra Amazon spending money. At no point did the VPN connection, virtual private network connection, cause me any issues with any other apps. I'm able to turn the VPN connection on and off as I want and or need to. I'm not in the age range being bandied about in this particular article. However, I do have my son involved as well. It was his choice. He knew what they would be doing, and he's getting the same amount as I am, $20 a month. What annoys me is that it's being reported about as if it was nefarious in some way. It hasn't been at all, again, according to this listener. I guess Apple has a case if they were using some part of their software that's not allowed. But we all know Apple aren't Snow White innocent about how they do business, which is accurate, too. Again, as I said, it was clear from the get-go that this was Facebook. It was completely voluntary, and I can quit any time I choose. He says parenthetically, now I sound like an addict. Hope this helps. Signed, Frank.
So what you have to ask yourself is, especially given the latest news about Facebook, can you really trust that they were only collecting that data that they said they were collecting?
That's my concern. And paying you $20 a month for their research, because that kind of covers them. And he's been doing it for 10 months, and he says he hasn't had any other problem. And I hope he does not, and others do not, in the future. But it is Facebook. and it is research, and you are the product. And I'm thinking they can say, no, we were paying you. You knew it was research. We use your material any which way we deem appropriate. I don't know. Let us know what you think. In the meantime, we'll meet you at intotomorrow.com.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average, a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $15,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-213-5082. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. Call 800-213-5082. That's 800-213-5082. 800-213-5082.
What if you look at your brand new tablet or smartphone and the first thought that goes through your mind is, now what? Well, you're in the right place. This is Into Tomorrow, and we are here to help. Whether it's a new item, whether it's something you want to be a new item, questions, comments, concerns, maybe you have some help for other listeners as well. You can add to our answers. We love it when listeners help other listeners. Either way, we want to hear from you, and it's very easy. Jot down the number I'm about to share with you. The old-fashioned way continues to work the best, and that is to call us. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America, and join us at your convenience, whether it's day or night, 24/7, this number.
800-899-4686.
You look like a deer stuck in headlights when I pointed to you.
Well, it's like, because you just told everybody that you're going to give the number, and then you pointed to me.
I think I said, we'll give you the number.
So when you said that you give the number, I sort of went off, my mind went off to like Barbados or something.
Okay.
So again, the number is 800-899-INTO.
Okay. Very good. And I'm Dave Graveline.
And I'm Chris Graveline. Coming up in just a few minutes, Dave will be chatting with Liz Wyman. She's a tech expert, lecturer, and author with iWorkshop Academy. They were founded to teach iPhone and iPad users to confidently operate their devices. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you in part by OWC, your source for connecting your laptop to the world. Special Into Tomorrow products and pricing at owc.com/into. That's owc.com/into.
Jump aboard the time machine.
You got mail.
Time to head into yesterday with This Week in Tech History.
History, 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 history.
Here's Chris.
History, 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 history.
Okay.
History.
This Week in Tech History.
History, 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 history.
How'd you do that?
Wow. Magic.
Wow.
This week in 1861, Samuel Goodell of Cincinnati, Ohio, patented the Moving Picture Peep Show Machine.
Uh-oh.
One put a coin in and turned a crank on the side of the ornately decorated box, and voila, a flickering movie appeared.
I'm sure that's what they were saying. Oh, voila.
Yes. Yeah. There are still peep shows around today, but...
Maybe it was ooh-la-la.
Yes, but an entirely different variety. In 1893 this week, Elisha Gray of Highland Park, Illinois, publicly exhibited his machine called the Telautograph. This was an analog precursor to what many years later became known as the fax machine. In 1997 this week, Next merged with Apple Computer, starting the path to Mac OS X and Steve Jobs regaining control of Apple, the company that previously kicked him to the curb. In 2004, Facebook, the most popular and widely used social media site in the world, was founded by Mark Zuckerberg. And this week, just 1 year ago in 2018, SpaceX's Falcon Heavy, a super heavy launch vehicle, made its maiden flight, carrying Elon Musk's personal Tesla Roadster into space. Blasting out of the car's speakers was a loop of David Bowie's song Life on Mars. That's our look back at This Week in Tech History, brought to you by IFA in Berlin, the global innovation show since 1924 for consumer tech and home appliances, and by IFA Next, the launchpad for innovations. Get more info at ifa-berlin.com.
So it was this week back in 2004, you said, that Facebook came to life?
Yes.
Wow. And still haunting us to this day.
Yes.
One way or another. Jack in Brooklyn, New York, listens using Stitcher. Hey there.
You say you have personally... a QI charger for the car.
Yeah.
That goes on the vent. So do I. I have that as well. But yours, when you push a button, it opens up, and then it grabs the phone, and then it locks it in place. I've seen some things like that, but I don't know who makes one. Is it possible that you can tell me who makes that? Because I think it's kind of cool not to mess with the squeezing it in between two clips while you're driving, probably. In any case, this one, I've seen something like that with chrome edges. You just put the phone down and it just grabs it, push another button and it ungrabs it. I'd love to know which one that is. Thanks a lot.
Well, sure, Jack, it's our pleasure. Of course we could tell you about that, and we will. In the case of the one that I'm using, and I love it, it's called the X-Doria, X-D-O-R-I-A, X-Doria Defense Helix Car Mount, with QI wireless charging. And it works with Android and iPhones, because iPhones finally got to QI charging. You simply squeeze a button to attach it to your air conditioning, or I guess heater vent. If you're not here in Miami, you don't use the air conditioning so much, so it's your heater vent. But you know what I'm saying, the AC vent there. You don't even have to push any button because it has a proximity sensor. So as you move your phone towards the cradle, its arms open automatically. And that's a cool thing. I mean, everybody that has been in my car and said, whoa, that's neat, does that. You then place the phone in the cradle. Little robotic arms sort of hug the phone. You just plug a standard charging cable into the cradle, not your phone, obviously, because it's wireless QI. So it charges as you're driving. Then to remove your phone, you just tap a little button on the backside, on the top, the arms open, and you get your phone. We'll have pictures and more info at intotomorrow.com.
The OWC Envoy Pro EX with Thunderbolt 3 is the ultimate external SSD, inside and out. Designed for demanding mobile workflows that require extreme portability, the OWC Envoy Pro EX delivers a military drop test enclosure and a protective impact absorbing bumper for added security. And with elite speeds up to 2,800 megabytes per second, the Envoy Pro EX provides performance for creative professionals in need of ultra-fast backup, duplication, and editing. Learn more at owc.com/into.
Oh, sure, we've got smart speakers, smart thermostats, smart lights, smart TVs, but are they smart enough to do what they're told? Do you have any questions about any of this smart stuff? Well, hopefully we can solve those questions, those digital dilemmas for you. I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow continues in our 24th year on the air. Delighted to have you with us. Even more delighted when you call in. Perhaps you have some additional assistance for some of our listeners. We love it when listeners help other listeners. Or you've got a question, a comment, a concern, whatever the case. Do let us hear from you anytime, by the way, day or night, at your convenience. Call the following toll-free number. It might be the old-fashioned way, but it works the best. 800-899-4686. That's 800-899-INTO. And join us on the program. Call in and win stuff, by the way. Our next guest joins us from an academy founded to teach iPhone, iPad users to confidently operate their devices. She's veteran tech expert, lecturer, and author with iWorkshop Academy, Liz Wyman. Liz, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Dave.
It's a pleasure. Tell me about, first of all, you have a new book, 100-plus iPhone, iPad tricks you can do right now. A lot of people thinking are listening or probably think, I didn't know there was 100 things I could do. But there's many things you could do. Tell me a little bit about the book, and let's get into some of the other stuff you guys do.
Wonderful. Well, of course, most of us only use 10% of our iPhone. We get into a comfort zone. We use just what we know. And it doesn't matter if it's millennials or Gen X people or seniors or boomers. We are comfortable with what we know. But unfortunately, it's more important to find out what we can do with the phone. These are expensive devices, along with the iPad. And it's amazing the things that the iPhone can do that would save us time, money, and also life-saving tricks are in our book.
That's a good point, too. I mean, we talk about life-saving tricks. So there's something that will get even more attention, I think. Give us a couple of ideas of some life-saving tricks.
Well, one of the life-saving tricks is called emergency SOS. And depending on your model, there are two different ways of accessing it. But if you have a model from 7 on, you can just hold down the top volume button at the same time as your on and off button. If you hold it down for a minute or two, and you can't even dial, you can't do anything but hold down those buttons, emergency 911 will come to your location based on the GPS of your phone. And your relatives will also be notified because you've programmed in the information in advance. So that can save many lives.
Good points. And there are ways, for example, my Android device, my phone, the Note 9, you can set it up where you simply hit a button 3 times and it then sends out a front and back picture and your location and an emergency message. So those things can come in very handy, not just perhaps for elderly, which, of course, in and of itself would be very handy, but for anyone, you know, maybe a school child or just yourself, if you're having some issue, you know, to or from work or whatever the case might be. It's always good to know that you can use technology in that sense to get a little bit of a better peace of mind feeling, I would imagine.
Yes, and if you have an older model, you would actually press the on-off button 5 times. So it's very similar in that way to access it. But the best way to find out is to tap settings and emergency SOS, and you can see the kind of phone that you have and what your options are and how to add the people who would be called. So it's very, very important. And the first responders, when they arrive, they can get into your phone even though it's locked. There's a emergency button, and when they do that, it brings up if you're diabetic, what the problems are. So it bypasses the passcode.
See, that's
just one little section.
Yeah, that's great. Even more good things to know that you can do, in this case with your iPhone or iPad as well. You also talk about some top apps for business owners and entrepreneurs and folks that are thinking, you know, there's got to be a better way. Let me make some money. Let me take an idea that I have and move it forward. How does that play into it?
Well, there are many, many top apps. It's important to know that the apps that come with Apple are extremely important for business owners. You can scan a legal-sized document into your iPhone using the native app, which is called Notes, and that's pretty amazing. You could keep adding pages and using filters so it looks like a really real scanned document. And you can turn your phone into a magnifier. You can turn your phone into a measuring tool where you just point at an object like a painting on the wall, and it will tell you the actual measurements. You can turn it into a level. These are all very, very helpful for many careers. Another native app is the photo app, which allows you to read QR codes that are on real estate for sale signs and many other native apps. But there's also apps you can download for business owners also, which I'm happy to mention.
Sure. If you want to recommend a couple, by all means.
Well, of course, Evernote's been there a long time, and it's just gotten better and better. I believe that the trends for 2019 are automation and collaboration, which are continuing trends, but they're going to really pick up this year. You can have QuickBooks, for instance, but there's also a wonderful app called Wave that helps you do invoicing and managing your company. I particularly like one called Asana, which is a project management program that has checklists and calendaring, and you can add tasks for a whole office. And it reminds you and everyone else, allows collaboration, and integrates with Dropbox and Drive. So there's another one similar called Trello. So those are some that I can just rattle off right now that can really help. And, of course, I have a report on my site that would detail all of these.
Oh, very good.
That's free.
Yeah, excellent.
For your user.
Yeah. By all means, iWorkshopAcademy.com is a good place to go, and you can see Liz News, among other things. You also talk about keeping devices safe from hackers while traveling. And, of course, it's not just traveling. It's just day-to-day use, even. But more specifically, I guess, when traveling, we can find ourselves a lot more susceptible to hacking.
We really can. There's a couple of important things to know. The most important to me is when I go to a hotel and they give me free Wi-Fi, they're giving the same password, even if they give you one, to everyone else. And there was a report early in in the early 2013, 2014, et cetera, that said that 75% of networks at hotels can be easily hacked. Therefore, TunnelBear is just one of the apps you can download. It's called a VPN, which is a virtual private network, for the listeners who don't know about that. And what it does is it puts an overlay so that hackers cannot get into your computer. So what you would do is you would actually connect to the hotel Wi-Fi first, but within a few seconds, once you're connected, you would tap TunnelBear, and it would put this overlay on top. So you're very safe in using the Wi-Fi of your hotel.
And that's a
once
good,
you've used this.
A very good point, Liz, because a lot of places we might tend to think, oh, good, no password even needed. Well, that's not good, because that means everybody is on the same network as you. And while it might be convenient, that's terrific. Well, then others say, okay, well, but then I've stayed at hotels recently where I have to put my room number and then my last name. Again, it's still the same network that people are in. We just have to use a little common sense. And if you're just going to use it for hints and tips about what to see in the city you're visiting or what have you, wonderful. But don't be going and doing your banking. Don't be checking your bank balance. Don't be buying things online in your hotel Wi-Fi or, you know, the local Starbucks or McDonald's or anything else that's public for that matter without using a VPN.
Very important. Very important point because Starbucks, doctor's offices, well, I didn't mean Starbucks, but coffee shops, cafes that are not. But people can even spoof a network, and it looks like it's the network of the cafe that you're at, and it's not. So you're actually signing on to the perpetrator's fake network and giving them all your information.
Yeah. When in doubt, check it out. And when in doubt, use a virtual private network. There are so many available, as you mentioned, a couple. And there a lot of them are free. And if you're doing a lot of business, especially while you're out and about, be it traveling or just doing your thing, then maybe you want to consider buying a VPN because, of course, you're going to get even more protection that way. But at the very least, use a free, there are so many available system that will help protect yourselves. And of course, you talk about so many other incredible tricks that you can do with an iPhone that many busy professionals might not know about that are very useful.
Definitely. One of my favorites have been around since iOS 3, and we're on 12 now, which, by the way, is one of the most stable updates that Apple has ever come up with. Anyway, what it is if you basically have you ever lost a lot of text after you've labored over an email or a text message, and all your text goes away at once, and you're thinking, oh, God, I've got to redo it. I've got to compose it all over again. Well, you don't. All you have to do is shake your phone. Simply shake your phone, and you will get a little box that says undo typing, and you just tap where it says undo, and your text comes miraculously back.
Whoa.
So imagine the time saved.
Oh, yeah. And I'm with you. I've done that too frequently. You get sidetracked. You accidentally erase it, whatever the case, even on your main computer or otherwise. And it's like, oh, no, I've got to compose this all over again. You know, and what did I say? And it took me, 10 minutes to write this elaborate, very detailed email. And I know I'm going to leave stuff out. But that's good to know. Just if it's on your phone, on your iPhone, at least shake it and get that text back.
And iPad also.
Yeah, there you go. I can see people doing it even as we speak. So you want more information, harness the power and potential of your iPhone and iPad. Do check out iWorkshopAcademy.com. I know it's a long URL, but we'll get you there too if you visit us at intotomorrow.com. And you'll see what Liz and her team are up to. Great classes and webinars, of course, her books, lots of cool stuff. Liz News as well. You want to check that out too. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us, and we'll get you back because there's a lot more to talk about.
Thanks so much, Dave. Looking forward to it.
Our pleasure. iWorkshopAcademy.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We'll meet you at intotomorrow.com. And, of course, there's more Into Tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? To always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device? To customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range? all this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Because you didn't even read the manual back when there used to be one, you're tuned into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. This portion of the program brought to you in part by HughesNet, high-speed satellite internet available wherever you live or work. Text the word radio to 35,000 for more information. Again, text the word radio to 35,000.
Doug in Stephensville, Michigan, listens to the free Into Tomorrow podcast that you too can sign up for. It's easy. At intotomorrow.com, you won't miss a minute of all 3 hours every week. Hey, Doug.
I have a question about the GoB2 wearables fitness band with the automatic calorie tracking. How in the world does it know what I'm putting in my mouth and how many calories are in it?
Well, Doug, it doesn't. We actually reached out to Hilby on your behalf. They were even on the show before, but they wouldn't even give us an answer. Luckily, we have a great team of researchers that were able to hopefully help you out. What Hilby says their device does is track the side effects of converting food into glucose and absorbing into the body. Supposedly, the tracker will track the water release and other things related to that. Whether it works or not, who knows? In studies, it's been found to have an error rate of about 15 to 20%. If true, that would be pretty impressive, but those are studies supplied by the manufacturer, so of course you'd expect them to be good.
Yeah, and the tracker will also record how much you walk and your water intake too, but those things won't help it figure out if you had 3 glasses of wine, a large burger and fries, and a slice of cheesecake in one sitting.
Oh, now I'm hungry, yeah, thanks.
As opposed to a salad without dressing. The real value is whatever proprietary technology it uses to figure out caloric intake, and that's their own trade secret. Now, if they really are tracking things like water released by cells when they process glucose, it's impressive, especially since we also drink water and sweat. So, well, we don't drink sweat.
I was going to say, that sounded weird.
We probably should have reordered that. We sweat and drink water.
And drink water. Yes. That's better.
So it'd be surprising if it really worked well, but they've been around for a few years, so maybe it does.
Yeah, but what's weird is that we've had, I thought it was their CEO, certainly one of their senior management people, on the show.
So I think it was their co-founders.
A co-founder. And we wrote to him and said, hey, it was, you know, great having you on the show, and we have a couple listener questions, because Doug's not the first one to ask about this. They never responded. And it's like, you know, if you've got problems or your research was bad or something, we get it. But just be honest with us and help answer the questions from our listeners. Nope. No response. Crickets. So we're not impressed with Hilby until and if they bother to share with us. We don't expect them to share trade secrets. You know, we're not asking them for their secret, super secret recipe or something, but we've tried to get some basic info. How, in general, does it work? And can somebody count on it? Give us some examples and stuff. Nothing. So that's kind of upsetting. So, Hilby, come on. Knock it off. Get with the program and get in touch, and maybe you can turn this lemon into lemonade.
And hopefully it works better than my smartwatch, which the other night when I was just making pasta, standing in front of the stove making pasta, it was telling me that I was having a great workout.
Well, you were stirring the pasta.
Apparently, yeah.
Counted as steps.
My watch thought I was working out.
Oh, my gosh. I spent last weekend in New York City, and one day I walked 27,000-some-odd steps, and boy, am I still...
By choice?
Kind of, yeah, on purpose. Just walking around Manhattan with a friend who'd never been to New York, trying to show him the sights and have a good old time. Again, that's all on Facebook, too. You can check that out at my Facebook. But 27,000 steps, it was almost 12 miles. I never walked that long. In fact, I don't get to the 10,000 usually because I'm stuck in the studio behind a computer. Not that much walking. I've had to lower it to 6,000. So right away, Friday night, we arrive in New York and we walk over to and we were staying in Midtown and decided, okay, first thing you got to see is Times Square. So let's just walk over there. And for us Miami boys, it was cold. You'll see a video of us freezing as well in Times Square. But I went over my 6,000 steps then because we walked to and from the hotel and whatnot. And then my watch, congratulations, you've met your goal. I was, oh, good. It's going to be a healthy weekend. And then the next day it said something like, do you want me to dial 911? Because you're way over your 6,000 steps. Yeah, 27,000 steps. My legs a week later are killing me still.
Well, you know, we got somewhat close to that when we were at CES. In fact, you know, every day we were at CES, my watch kept telling me, you should readjust your goal.
Yeah.
No.
Good luck.
Because this is just for a few days. And then I'm back to my, you know, normal lazy self.
Yeah, we were doing like 20,000, almost 20,000 steps every day there. Because without a broadcast booth where people come to us with their stuff and we do far more interviews, we're running around like crazy people, wandering almost aimlessly doing interviews. But that's what happens when you have to walk around. And we did. Intotomorrow.com. We want to hear from you as well. 800-899-INTO. How far do you walk every day?
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113.
Don't let your technology own you. Put down the sledgehammer and pick up the phone anytime, day or night. If your tech is giving you gas, call us. We'll help you out. It'd be our pleasure. And the number to call would be, why are you looking at me like that?
We're like Tech Gas X or something?
Yes, there you go. I like it. We are your Tech Gas X here at Into Tomorrow. Only we're generic.
Yeah,
there you go.
Call us at 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Oh, while we have you for a minute, do you get our once-a-week free tech newsletter? You better. Well, not you better like I'm threatening you, but I hope you do. Visit intotomorrow.com anytime. Little box pops up. We ask only for your email address, which we promise in 24 years on the air. We've never shared it with anyone. We're not going to start now. And then you'll get a subsequent email that says, are you sure? Double opt-in because we don't spam anybody. Click that link and voila, you'll be getting our tech newsletter. Among other things, tech news, who's on the show this week, some thoughts, and
it's a super time to use your tech. Sunday we will be celebrating and watching the greatest sporting event of the year. And And you can use your favorite online device to join in.
And we talk about VPN being a powerful tool for guarding your online privacy and security. And do you know about the added benefits? Well, we've got the complete story for you in this week's Into Tomorrow Tech Newsletter. Be sure to sign up, and it's so easy. Just your email address at intotomorrow.com.